Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Bachelorette After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we had hometown dates. We had way too much virginity talk like that. No one should be discussing it like that. And we had Tia drama. Tia's canceled, guys. We're going to get into it right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Is this a Betty Who song?
This is Betty Who!
Guys, I feel so bad. I had no idea who Betty Who was.
I didn't know who she was either.
Guys, is it Betty Who?
I love Betty Who. Guys, in the chat, let us know if you like Betty Who because I'm a fan. She's all over my playlist and the song is awesome.
Yeah, we don't believe you. Anyway, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Oh my gosh. I feel like Hometowns is kind of the episode that we await all season long. It's like the highlight of the season, at least for me. So we're so happy to be here discussing it with you guys. Guys, I'm your host, Christina, and tonight I have a panel of ladies and, of course, Jeff in the booth. So this is Anastasia.
Hello.
We have Christine.
Hey, guys.
Renee.
Hey.
And hi, Jeff.
Guys, this episode, so many thoughts.
So many thoughts.
Yes.
So really quickly, Anastasia, because you haven't seen her here on our panel before, is also a host at AfterBuzz. She's hosted in the past, and she grew up with Garrett.
I did.
Isn't that crazy?
I know.
I know. Nuts.
Tell us more about that. Well, you guys saw our hometown. I mean, they didn't go. Actually, I did see some behind the scenes stuff that leaked. I think it was on TMZ. So There was another piece to Manteca that they didn't show.
Okay.
Where a lot of our high school friends went out and like saw him and stuff. So it's kind of bummed they didn't show that.
Oh, while they were there?
Yeah, while they were there.
So Becca met other people in the hometown.
Yeah, there was like, you know, when Becca walked into, I think it was Colton's place and there was that huge crowd.
Yeah.
There was, okay, so this is how.
The high school, you mean?
In high school.
Blake's
hometown. Blake, I'm sorry, okay. Yes. So we have, like, our classy. Oh, it's not classy, but they did their meetup at a train station.
Oh, interesting.
Nice. Yeah, it's a new train station.
It's fancy.
So I saw some of those images come out, and unfortunately they didn't show that on the show. But I felt like it was a pretty good depiction of Manteca. It's a really small town. There's a lot of families that own farms. Like, some of my closest friends have dairy farms. His family was obviously, like, tomatoes and agriculture. So, but yeah, it was weird to see. I mean, like, my parents are there right now.
That is weird.
Yeah, my town is, there's only three exits. Applebee's is our nicest restaurant, so.
It's a small town.
Yeah, it's a small town.
So, was it like when you found out that Garrett was going to be on the show?
Honestly, shocked. I mean, I knew that so we were very close in high school, or we had like a close like high school relationship. Mm-hmm. And then of course, like just kind of like, you know, spread apart as we got older and went to college and stuff. But I knew that he was married. I have one of my best friends lives, in Reno with him and stuff. And so, yeah, I was like shocked, just like anybody else.
So. And have you spoken to him since he's been on?
I have. I've texted him here and there, and he's, like, still the same friendly Garrett. And honestly, like, this is one of the seasons that I'm watching a lot more than, like, other seasons in the past. And I feel like he really is himself on the show. Like, if anyone were to ask me, I'd be like, he's exactly the same in person. Like, just super nice, goofy, genuine guy.
Obviously, a lot of controversy came out about Garrett and, like, the Instagram photos that he liked, like, I don't want to, like, get political or anything, but after knowing him, like, what were your thoughts on, the whole situation and how he handled it?
Well, first of all, I think it's really unfortunate that happened. I'm sure that, you know, I thought he issued a really good apology statement. Mm-hmm. And, of course, like, I think most people are guilty of probably things that they wouldn't be proud of being shown. I don't feel like it was a good depiction of him, but I also have, you know him personally. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we're from a small town. It's not, like, shocking to me.
Right.
And that's not saying anything bad about my town. But I guess I just have an understanding. I guess I don't know how to describe it. I don't know. It's just I feel like I've been exposed. And it just takes a matter of, like, meeting people and, you know, being exposed to certain things to kind of break down that barrier. And in a way, it was kind of good maybe that it did come out because I'm sure his heart has changed, too. And obviously, like, being on a, you know, huge platform and a huge show, he's probably going to meet a lot of different types of people in different situations. And, I mean, I think everyone deserves grace.
Yeah. No, for, I agree.
Yeah. What was he like in high school? Like, what kid was he?
Oh, he was a jock, for sure.
Yeah.
I actually knew him, I think, I probably knew him when I was in the sixth grade. So I was a Pop Warner cheerleader. Mm-hmm. And he was a football player for the Chargers. We had, like, the Manteca Chargers. And he was, like, one of the best players, for sure. And then where we really got close was we served on leadership together. So I think I was in leadership for 4 years. And I think he was either, like, 2 or 3 years. So, yeah, I mean, he's honestly like how he is in the show, like made everyone laugh, just like a good, genuine guy. I don't remember him being in too many serious relationships in high school, though.
Yeah, the chat was asking if he was a ladies' man.
I mean, he's definitely like a charmer, like how he is on the show. He's super charming.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It never charmed you?
Oh my gosh, I am so. Yeah, he was charming.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, you're so.
He was
funny.
He was my winter formal date. We went to a couple dances.
Oh
together.
My gosh, yeah. I was trying to pull it out of you. I'm
good
like,
job, Christine.
On.
Okay, that's so funny.
You're like so, yeah.
Wait, he's great. Okay, so seeing him on the show, do you feel like he's in love with Becca?
To me, yeah. It's hard though because all of the guys, like I am biased, but I'm trying not to be because. Watching this last episode, everybody kind of seemed...
like they were in love with Becca?
Yeah.
I know.
I mean,
it's
there's
really
only four
hard.
Guys left, so...
Well, three now.
I would say that I think Garrett is very, very genuine, and especially going through what he went through, I think that, you know, I don't feel like he's just going to say that he feels a certain way if he doesn't, mm-hmm. so...
I kind of get that, too, and yeah. I feel like, I guess we can get into his hometown date, but... for me, because obviously every date was really different, but seeing Garrett and Becca, I felt like it was almost the most relaxed date. Obviously, like, there was a connection between them, but I didn't feel like he was trying hard, and I didn't think she was trying hard either. Like, it was just naturally there, the chemistry. I don't know, Renee, what do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think their chemistry comes the most natural. I mean, I know I say, like, all the time in this episode, to me, their connection is so clear, and it just feels like he's the winner. Like, every time I see them together, I'm like, well, that's, like, her husband. So, yeah. I mean, got the comment she made, it made me laugh. Like, they were on that big, what is it? It wasn't
the
a tractor. Is that just a big tractor?
Yeah. Yeah.
My dad has, like, a really small tractor, fun fact. I have never seen one that big. Anyways... when they're like planting the tomatoes, she's like, I love planting things, as if that's actually how she's ever planted things. But it's like,
right,
things,
totally
that's
true.
That's like the cute things you say to your crush, you know, when like you like one
right.
sport and they like sports. Like, I like sport, you know? It was cute. They were cute together.
Yeah, I thought so too, Christine.
Yeah, I felt like their date was so natural because they already are so into each other. We know this already. I don't feel like it was about really like. There was nothing to prove there. It was just right. learning more about
each
the
other.
Ex-wife situation and about each other. But, like, it wasn't like they needed to overcome some hurdle. Like, we needed to get Garrett to open up. Or we needed, you know, something that, like, all the other guys are kind of still waiting to cross, you know, whatever line it is with Becca to get there. Mm-hmm. They're already there. It's just about filling in all those blanks for Becca.
What did you think of Garrett's family? Because I feel so bad saying this because his family seems so nice, but there was that moment with his sister that was so uncomfortable when she just started crying and Garrett just had this look of like pure fear, like, what are you doing? Like, why are you embarrassing me right now? But I feel bad for him because obviously his family is so close and everyone's gone through heartbreaks, but obviously what he went through was really traumatic for him. So I think it was really important for his family to like remind him of what he's already gone through and to like not let this happen again. What do you think? Because like, do you know his family?
I mean, I've met them briefly. I don't know them super well. I've definitely
did
never
you
met
meet
his
them before
sister.
The formal?
Well, yeah. I mean, we didn't have cars back then. We were 14, yeah. So. But yeah,
it's so cute. Gosh, I wish we had a photo of you guys at your winter formal right now.
I know.
We're going back to, like, yesteryear. Right
I know.
Now.
So cute.
It also does feel weird, though, too, because, like, we are friends, and now I feel like I'm, like, a fan. So it feels like a fan friend. It's, like, very strange.
Mm. Oh, yeah. To be. That is weird.
Yeah. yeah, that scene was kind of awkward, but I don't know. It's just, like you said, it's such a tough thing, and the marriage was so short. I could see, like, his family rallying. They seem to be, like you said, a really tight-knit family, so. And that's just kind of how Manteca is, too.
For me, like, what really struck a chord is how many times this season Becca keeps saying how much Garrett reminds her of
her dad.
And I feel like that's so important for her. And obviously that's, like, a huge loss that she's had. And I feel like she wants almost someone to like kind of be that figure that her dad was. And obviously she sees that in Garrett, which is huge.
Yeah.
It's big. You know, they say a lot of women go for guys who remind them of their father. That's the first man that you learn to love. Yeah. So that is a huge comparison to keep making.
And it's continuous.
Yeah, not just like every episode.
Kara just reminds me so much of my father.
Yeah.
It's my Minnesota accent.
Jeff, do you have any thoughts on Garrett?
I mean, I think I would love to know from you, Anastasia, do you feel like the version of Garrett that we're seeing on screen is the Garrett you know? Because yeah. I feel like sometimes when people go on this show, people will say, I used to know, you know, Blake, but he's so different on the show. Do you feel like this is Garrett?
Yeah, I feel like he's the same. And honestly, I probably haven't even seen him in person in 10 years since we graduated. But I do feel like he's the same person.
I respect that. That's cool. Because I think that is a good sign that someone's taking the journey seriously.
Mm-hmm.
People want to know if you met his ex-wife.
No, I never met his ex-wife. I'm sorry.
Wait, because they met in college. So
him and his
ex-wife?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, I went to San Diego State. He went to Reno. We were in two opposite.
Since we're still on the topic of Garrett, like, people in the chat, Jada Odom says, Jessica Gilbert says, I'm just ready for this season to be over. No sympathy for Garrett. Like, it seems like a lot of people are just, they just can't get past, you know, all the controversy surrounding him. And I'm not judging. I'm just saying rightfully so. Like, it seems like the temperature around him is still pretty hot.
I mean, first of all I can see is your computer screen with what's his name in the chat room.
I know, they're like, she's a 1D fan. I hate to disappoint you guys. I didn't put this sticker on my laptop, but I kept it because it's cute.
It is cute.
It's a work laptop, but
I mean, I think that...
Very serious.
I do love 1D, though. No shade.
She's a lawyer.
I think if Becca does choose Garrett and she wants to accept him even with the controversy, then everyone else should be happy for them, and that's the end of that. Like, who cares? You know what I mean? It's over. If she's happy, then, and he's happy, then let's all be happy for them. That's how I feel about that.
I can't wait to see the comments later.
I mean, it's true. Like, why can't, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I get what you mean. I just, you know, shouting out our lovely YouTube viewers who are always very vocal in the comments. We see you guys.
Well, just like Liza, he said, Garrett's mom looks like the woman that asks the manager if they have expired coupons. Wait, that's so funny. And what's wrong with couponing? She's just a responsible shopper, okay?
Do you use coupons?
No, honestly, the only one... But I wish I did. I wish I did, but I'm just not responsible enough. But now I will think to ask.
Oh, I absolutely use coupons.
You do, right?
All the time. Especially if they're in an app.
What? The Honey app or website that like automatically that applies coupons is fabulous. I wish we were sponsored by them so we could then transition into it. But
something to work on for us. Something to work on. Okay, let's get into Jason's hometown date. While we were watching this, we were all kind of smitten by Jason. Mm-hmm. At least Anastasia and I were. Christine, Renee, were you guys as well?
I mean, I love, like, my favorites right now are Blake and Jason. I mean, that's kind of messed up to say now that it's just the three of them. But I mean, when it was top four, like, I really like Blake because he's, like, a golden retriever. And Jason was such a charmer. There's something a very likable quality about him. He's super charismatic. And honestly, his hometown was exactly what I thought it was going to be like. Same. Just welcoming, warm, comfortable.
And fun, energetic. Like, he was just goofy. They seemed so goofy together.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. This episode made me like him the most. Like, he was growing on me for the last few episodes, but this one really, I felt like, okay, this is what I was expecting to see, like you said, in your hometown, and it makes me trust it, because I wasn't sure. Something, for some reason, in me was like, is he really just this sweet, nice guy? I was kind of waiting for the other shoe to fall, and it seems like he really is.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to find something, like, bad about him, and now seeing his family and just how lighthearted he really is, like, it's not something he just puts on for the group dates. Like, that's just really how he is. Like, very chill, open to whatever, and I really appreciate that. And I know Becca could use someone like that in her life, because I think she gets a little too serious sometimes, and he's like all about being lighthearted.
Absolutely. And I think that's the difference I see in her relationship with Jason as opposed to her relationship with Garrett, and like some of the other guys too. Like, I would be happy to be the third wheel on Jason and Becca's date.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't necessarily want to be the third wheel on like her and Garrett's date or her and Blake's date or
And forget about her and Colton's date. Like, no. I'd be the fourth wheel. Tio's already, like, they're hanging off.
You're savage.
I know I am. I can't help it.
That was great, though. Snaps for you.
I thought Jason was just so smooth. I think that's why I'm smitten by him, because he reminds me of, like, a movie character.
Yeah.
From, like, I'm just like...
Are you kidding me? His ending lines with her was straight out of a rom-com.
Right. I'm 100%. Like, I'm like, where are you reading this off of?
I know. We totally have to, like, put it into Google and see what movie pops up. Like, it could potentially. It was that good.
It's going to be like a movie called My Becca.
Yeah,
that's a question I have. So I think, do you think that Becca is really good for Jason? Because I think Jason seems good for Becca, but do you think she would make him happy?
I don't think so.
No, because she's not going to pick him.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
No.
This episode made me really worried for Jason because I, at this point, don't think he's going to make it past next week. I think it's down to Blake and Garrett. But he's, like, so in love with her. The way he talked about how he's never felt like this before. And he wasn't any of the contestants that they've stressed worry about him not having been in a serious relationship before. So if he has been in serious relationships and this to him is nothing like what he's been in, that's some scary stuff.
But I think that even if he doesn't choose her or she doesn't choose him, I kind of agree with you, Jeff. What I realize is that I honestly don't feel like I know Becca. Like, I feel like I know Jason better than I know Becca. And I almost feel like Jason could do better. Like, that's terrible to say. But I feel like, or maybe just she's not the right person for him.
I can agree with that part.
Yeah, I think, like, it's interesting because, Renee, Jason does seem really in love with Becca, but there's never a time in the show when the final three aren't smitten, and it's because the way the process works.
For sure, for sure.
So I think Jason's in love with the idea of Becca, and she's on a pedestal, but it is tough. I don't feel like we really know Becca, and I'm not sure her personality is up to his. I hate to say that, but I don't know. That's how I
feel. I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, I think Becca, at this point, I mean, I can't speak for her because I don't know what it's like being the Bachelorette. But when you're at this point, you probably have an idea of who's, like, your front runner, your runner-up. You know what I mean? So I think, to be honest, she knows she's not picking Jason. I think she knows this. But it's kind of like she likes him enough to keep... I think she really cares about him. But I also think that when you really like someone and they like you just enough, you like them even more almost because they're almost unattainable. And I think Becca is so unattainable in this process that he is super in love with the idea of her. He can't fully have her, but hopefully he won't get too heartbroken. I don't know. Does anyone in the chat, I do want to know, think he might win? Because I personally don't see it at this point, but I'm sure there are...
Part of
shippers out there
thinks that their relationship started too late, but I will say that the way he was explaining his parents' love and then his brother's love with his husband was so sweet and endearing, and I feel like he kept and I don't know, I loved seeing his brother and his brother-in-law. I thought it was so charming. I don't know if we've ever seen a gay relationship on the show before.
No. They were the cutest.
They were the cutest.
They were my favorite part of that whole date with him.
Me too. And also I thought the way that he was listening and talking about their relationship and listening to them and to their advice. And his brother was the one who's like, what are you waiting for? Like, you need to tell Becca how you feel.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love that moment.
What about her? She kept saying that he was the best kisser.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. She kept repeating that.
So
yeah.
Maybe it is just a lot of physical attraction there,
too. She just wants
some
kisses.
Yeah. Speaking of what his brother said, I was actually surprised that he was encouraging him to say how he felt, knowing there's not so much time left. Because I feel like families are almost like, you need to be careful here. Like, they were very openly like, no, girl, go get her. Like, not go get girl. Like, you know, encouraging him to be more vocal where everyone else was like, you need to be careful about this or like, are you sure? So his family is on board with it.
But I do think a lot of the other guys came from a point of like, I've already told her how I feel about her. Where
right,
he came from, like, oh, gosh, I'm like, I think I'm in love with her, but I haven't said anything yet. And they're like, dude, like, you have 2 weeks left. Like, what are you doing?
Or they could have been, like, don't bother, right?
Yeah,
that's
true.
The guys are, you know, have you ever thought about the fact that the other guys are more far along than you are? I mean, that could have been said and I forgot.
For sure.
But, like, that's what I would be thinking if I was the brother on this. Like, are you sure you want to do that now? But, then again, I'm a realist, so.
Renee, to answer you, a lot of people are saying that
He won't make it
to the final two. That they think that he has a deep physical connection, but that she's not picking him. Which is kind of what we were saying.
Yeah, I agree. I would love to see him on Paradise though, because I think he's
Paradise
so
girl.
Loved.
I want to see him as the next Bachelor.
I feel like it might be.
Don't sell him short.
I get it. I feel like it's going to be... Okay, you guys know, I think Garrett's going to win, and I think Blakey's going to be Bachelor, because his name is too easy to come up with fun puns and hashtags for. And Blake? People think when it comes down to it's so split of who she's going to pick, and Jason's already a little bit tossed to the side, like that, one of those people are so popular, they're going to end up being Bachelor. Like, it's so split right now. Like, people are either Team Blake or Team Garrett for Becca, that whoever loses is probably going to be Bachelor.
I don't know.
And you know how I feel about who's going to lose and who's going to win.
I have a Jason pun, Renee.
What?
All the girls are Jason after his heart.
Oh.
That's actually really good.
I just thought of it, y'all.
Do you have one for Blake?
Don't go Blaking my heart.
Oh, okay.
Pretty
I'll
good.
Take that too.
They're both pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
ABC,
they are.
Hire us.
But we need a shorter
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you guys should be hired.
What was the Ben? The It's Raining Ben.
And Perfect Ben was the other one, too.
Perfect
yeah,
Ben?
They
like he's
played
a perfect
that up.
Ben.
Oh,
like
I don't remember any of these. The I don't think I pay attention to the puns, guys.
Wasn't there a Nick one?
Is there a Becca one?
Probably. Let's do. She's ready to do the damn thing.
Yeah, that's it. Because like she Ari was January. That. They kept saying that.
like we gotta do, guys. We have to do it in January.
I really want Jason to be the next Bachelor. We don't have to have this conversation now. We can table it. But if we're talking about Bachelors, we want. I would so prefer Jason to Blake.
Yeah, 100%. Let's not also forget the groundswell of support that was for Wills last week when he was eliminated.
That's
too.
True. I'm down for that.
That's true.
That's
but,
true.
But I think in a couple of weeks, I don't know. We'll see if it plays out. Yeah. I think we haven't even gotten Jason's. The exits are so telling.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it really depends how Blake and Jason, if they are both eliminated, leave off.
Okay, so here's my difference when I see their two relationships, right? Mm-hmm. Jason seems so infatuated and so giddy in love.
Yes.
And Blake seems so distraught. Like, I love her, but like this, you don't think so? Like, during during Blake's whole date, I was like, all right, this is really sweet. Obviously, he's like very emotional, opened up about everything.
So, like, anxiety, you think he's feeling? Or
anxiety,
no?
Or
I think
just...
I have it, Christine. I don't want to interrupt, but I feel like Jason is in a rom-com and Blake is in a drama.
Yes, 100%.
It's like The Notebook versus.
I want to watch the rom-com.
You've Got Mail, right?
For sure, totally.
Or he's just not that into you.
That's exactly what it is, Jeff.
Yeah.
And I am more of a rom-com sort of girl. I don't know. I just feel like, and maybe it's because Blake has gone through such a heartbreak, but his family, like, really harped on the fact that he was very cynical after it and, like, very distraught and upset. And, like, they're so scared for this to happen to him again, where I just feel like Jason seems like he has, like, a little bit of a better head on his shoulders.
Yeah, I think Jason has a calming presence, whereas I feel like Blake, the feeling I get from him is kind of, like, anxious throughout the whole process. Like, what's, well, like, are people further along? Like, that's making me nervous, but like, I really like her, you yeah. know? Like, but he's so cute, but he's like very, there's a lot of energy and it's not all positive and
right.
happy.
I agree with you, Christina. Like, the fact that his family just kept harping on how bad he took it, all the panic attacks, the aftermath of that breakup.
Like, that's scary.
That puts a lot of pressure on Becca. It's yeah. like, damn, like, I'm gonna crush this guy's world
if I don't choose him.
And it's like, I know that I would want a guy to be, like, head over heels passionate about me like that, too. But, like you said, it's a very, like, fine line between, like I love this person so much and, like, okay, this is a lot of pressure. I don't know. That kind of makes me run. I have, like, a fight or flight response to that a little bit where I'm like, oh, this might be too much.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if Becca's there.
And his family seemed really nice, and I think it was great to kind of take her down memory lane. And obviously, he has had a lot of things happen to him, like the school shooting. I mean, I could not imagine. That is traumatizing.
That was shocking.
That is so scary.
Yeah.
And for him to open up about that, and obviously, you know, his parents' divorce and mm-hmm. then his heartbreak. So maybe he's just opened up the most, or maybe he's just had more heartache than some of the other guys. So I feel like we can't really judge him on it. But he keeps saying that, like, everything that's happened is why he chooses to be so optimistic and positive. And I don't necessarily feel that when I'm watching him.
I see it on their dates,
though. I see it on their dates.
Like, he's very, like, down for whatever and happy. Like,
he is, I guess. I don't know. I also feel like this is the first episode where I saw his eyes. Like, I feel like I feel like he's so intense the whole time that I'm like, I don't know him either.
Do you feel like he's masking it or something?
Maybe.
I feel like he's so nervous all the time.
Maybe.
And that's what it is.
I think from the Bahamas date on, when we first started to see him get nervous that other guys were getting one-on-ones, I think from there on, he started to like slightly unravel a little bit. We're just
right. That could be
he's
it.
He's so
for
in
sure.
tune with his emotions, mm-hmm. and we're just seeing it now more than before.
That's because
edits
so many,
before
yes.
were about all the other people.
And I think so many now it's like getting down to the final ones,
right.
and he's getting closer. So
he's
it's like
so
pressure's
nervous.
On now.
Yeah.
Whereas his first date, when they were, like, smashing, like, everything, he seemed so happy and so full of life. So I guess that is. Maybe it's just the pressure is getting to him.
Yeah, like, being in this kind of situation, I'm sure, this environment, like The Bachelor, if you have any anxieties or nerves, I'm sure this just heightens that by a lot. So I can imagine, like, what he's going through. Right. One thing I did want to bring up, and maybe you guys know for sure, do you remember that date where he was talking about his, like, either it was his most recent relationship or most serious relationship, but he said he loved someone very quickly into the relationship, like he said, within a month or a few weeks. And then that ended very shortly after that. And that was the only relationship he had spoken about. And I wasn't sure if that was just, why was that the one we were talking about? Is that what he's talking about, the heartbreak, like with his family? Because was it really a 2-month relationship that led him to go through all of that?
Honestly, I'm not really sure. I don't know. Christine, what do you think?
I think it is the same relationship. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that we're talking about the same one. And Blake is probably just that guy who falls really hard.
Yeah.
Like, he just feels all the feels. Like I said, he's probably really into his emotions.
I just feel like I would love to see. I love it. Just podcast listeners, just say no. Christine Bean is doing the In My Feelings challenge right now on air. Yeah. So hop on our YouTube. Yeah. My thought is, like, I just would love to see Blake have a drink. Like, he's just uptight. Yeah. And
totally.
Christina, I'm vibing with your, like, with you so hard. Like, and that's why I would love to see Jason as Bachelor, because I feel like every season The Bachelor is The Notebook. It's a serious drama, and I kind of wanted to lighten up a little bit, and I think Jason would have a fun, lighter season than we're used to.
Definitely.
We've had a lot of really serious Bachelors. I mean, you think of, like, Nick Viall and Ben.
The most serious person ever,
It would be so fun to have, like, kind of a more laid-back Bachelor. That's why I'm here for Jason.
Jason's super chill.
I'm curious to see the girls they would cast for Jason and Ben.
He totally. Even has,
like,
a,
I feel like we get some
look.
Real yeah, out does. There types.
Some wild cards.
Some, like, eccentric women, you know?
Forgot the New Yorkers.
Yes! Oh, you said bring out the New Yorkers. Yeah. They said forget them. I was like, what?
I don't know. Some East Coast over here.
Okay, so they stayed in Colorado and then afterwards went to Colton's hometown date, which we were kind of all waiting for. I don't know why I was confused and I thought Colton was from San Diego. I guess he lived there. But maybe that's where he played football. But he's
I can't
from
even say I remember where he's from.
Well, he's from Parker, Colorado, FYI. That's where his family lives. Gotcha. And at first they went to the Children's Hospital.
That was so cute.
It was really cute.
Ooh, that one hit me in all the feels.
Yeah, same.
It was really cute. If you weren't attracted to Colton before, you were during this episode. At least during that part, I think.
Yeah, I that whole date, even though he was doing something so lighthearted and, like, emotional, it made me see him as more of a mature person, like, to know that he could, you know, he participates in something that's so selfless, and that he runs a nonprofit that benefits kids with cystic fibrosis, he mentioned. I was like, wow, there's so much more to him than just that smile, you know?
Yeah. For sure. Although, we could not stop talking about his smile. I don't know what teeth whitener he uses, but it is unbelievable.
It's insane. I was saying, usually when you're wearing white and you smile, it shows your teeth are yellowing, as opposed to him that you're like, how the hell are they that white?
Like, it was blinding. It was like that Ross episode on Friends. I don't know if you remember when he gets his teeth bleached and then they glow in the dark at night.
Yeah.
That's Colton's teeth. His smile the whole time.
I feel like his teeth do, though.
His mom's teeth was super white too. I was saying somebody's uncle, you know, is a dentist. They're getting the hookup.
For sure, totally.
The virginity.
You're so pure.
The darker your teeth are, no, I'm just
kidding. Oh my god.
I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
I think that this was so awkward. Why did they keep talking about his virginity? Like, why is your mom discussing that?
Yeah.
That is so uncomfortable.
Is it not anyone else's nightmare for your mother to be discussing your virginity with your significant other alone in the living room? That's so awkward.
During our viewing, I was like, I'm actively watching my nightmare come true.
Yeah.
Like, and this is probably, I mean, props to Colton, props to his family. Not quite the conversations I have with my mom, but it's all, you know what? Maybe it's good. A lot of this virginity stuff was very hard for me to watch.
Well, because it almost felt like so manufactured. Like, you have to talk about your virginity. Don't, like, forget to talk about your virginity, Colton. Like,
it got progressively more and more manufactured. At first, I was like, this feels real, and then we'll get to it. Wait. But by the time you got to Chris Harrison, I was like, this is the most scripted, uncomfortable.
Totally. He didn't talk about his virginity with his dad, right?
Oh.
His dad talked about it with her, though.
Oh, that's right. Did he?
Everyone talked about it.
Hold on. So
I want to verify that before I
bring
this one up.
And also, guys, I want to like make sure about this. Didn't Colton say that Becca was the first person?
Weird.
Yes. Oh, that's what you're
verifying? She's about to confirm it right now. Yeah. So apparently, I'll just let you know what's going on in the chat if you are listening, not live. So Colton obviously said during the episode that this was the first girl he was bringing home to his family. But apparently, there were pics tweeted of him and, bringing his ex home to either home to the family or just with the family in general, which I would put those together. I wouldn't think that it makes that much of a difference.
When they were in his physical home.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Why make that? Because he really made a deal to say this is the first time they brought you home. But he did say in a serious setting, which is maybe a slap in the face.
Maybe they moved to a new house and he's like, you haven't been to this home.
Probably.
It's different.
That's the only thing that'll get him out of this. But he's like, oh, no, like, technically, though. Yeah.
That was our guest home.
Yeah.
But he did say in a serious setting, whatever that means. I think when you're introducing your, unless you're in like high school.
There was a game night that night, so it wasn't serious. Yeah. They were just playing Twister or something.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I have it too. Someone sent it to me on Instagram. The I have to find it.
Photos.
The photos.
I saw it on Twitter too.
That
I'm looking on
he
Twitter.
Brought Allie Reisman home. So I think that's so sketchy. And honestly, I feel bad, but watching Colin, I don't trust him.
I don't either. We were saying this last week with the locker room lies. I get it. I'm sure being a guy, that's an insecurity. I can be like, okay, I empathize with that. But to make up a bunch of lies in the locker room, which he was saying he did, that's where it felt shady to me because lying is a choice. You can maybe be like, oh, yeah, like, and laugh along. But he said he was making up lies. That already to me is a red flag. Yeah. I get it came out of an insecurity, but like, what else are you lying about that you're insecure about, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a photo here. Jeff, I don't know if you could find. Oh, yeah, you have it.
Oh,
are
my
you showing
gosh.
It? So it's of Colton and Allie on Christmas, I'm assuming. They're in all in Christmas PJs. But this could be her family.
True.
We just met his family. Do we not know?
I don't recognize any of them. It could be her family. I don't know. Either way, I still don't trust Colton.
Isn't that his mom? Or is it a kid?
I can't tell. I don't see him.
On the left?
I definitely don't see his dad.
Why can't I find it? Colton is just too clean for me. There's like, I don't know what it is, but he's just like too clean cut. He's like, I help children and I have white teeth and I'm a virgin. And I'm like, no, there's something there.
There's something up.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
I think so
he's
too.
He's just too clean.
He's too clean for Becca. That's why she sent him home. I mean, I think Becca wants, that's why she likes Garrett, is because there's a little bit of messiness there.
Yeah, totally. And also, like, Colton's dad, you know, kept saying, like, unless you really want to be with him, don't pick him. And I feel like out of any of the relationships or any of the families that we met, like, this was probably the most intense conversation that we saw with the parent, right? Everyone was like, oh, we're happy for you guys. You have our blessings. He's like, don't pick my son. I don't know.
Yeah.
It wasn't that dramatic, but you know what I mean.
I mean, he said it without saying it.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
That's what I feel. I feel like they knew that she wasn't really there all the way with him and was trying to, like, nudge her along, like, hey, if you're really not feeling it, we won't hate you if you do it now. Don't do it later.
Yeah.
Because totally. If you embarrass my son, I will, you know, like.
And there definitely was the most hesitation there even before, and I think it's just because he's inexperienced.
Yeah, he's She's like probably, a sheltered like, baby.
Yeah, totally.
Mm. Yeah.
We should talk about the
incident.
Oh my god, you guys, I cannot with Tia. All episode I was waiting for the stupid Tia moment. It was just as annoying as I thought it was going to be.
Okay,
girl,
hold on.
You had your chance.
Before all of that, the most ridiculous part of it was that Becca said, I just really need to talk to the people that know me the best.
Oh my gosh, I know.
That's when the bullshit began. No. You're telling me Tia knows you and Becca M? Becca M? She has like an initial at the end of her name. Like, she knows you better than the friends you grew up with. Like, I'm old.
What if she was like, Becca M, will you come here for a second?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't believe it.
That's hilarious.
That just bothered me so much because that's when I'm like, this is just like, it just, I don't believe it at this point. It felt so manufactured.
So manufactured. But like,
But also, so messed up.
Tia, you had your chance like six episodes ago. You literally had your chance. Colton was there. Becca was there. You wait until she's about to get engaged. Also, I'm sorry you spent a weekend together. She met his family. He's in love with her. And they've spent way more time already, which already wasn't enough time. with him. Why are you being like, it was one weekend, but like, I feel sick. Well, go date someone else.
Yeah, A, go date someone else. And B, what bugs me is like, she's just felt like now was the right time to say something because she knows that she was like, well, when I found out he was still so far along in this process with you, it's like I felt sick and like I had to say something. But like, you knew he could get that far along in the process when she brought it up the first time. That right. possibility was always there.
Totally.
You just decided to wait till the very end to steal her happiness. Like, yeah. Girl, bye.
Anastasia, what did you think?
Well, I was going to ask, what would it, if she had said something back then, would it have changed him being on the show? He still would have continued. He didn't want to be with her, right?
He didn't, but
Becca could have chosen to be like, you know what? Like, if you have feelings for him, like, I don't want to do this. This is, like, still in the beginning of the process. Like, I don't even know him yet.
At that point, Tia had spent more time with him than Becca had. At this point, she went home to his family. Like, just leave.
But who was the one, was it? Him that was like, I don't want to be with you, or was it Tia that was like,
they're so vague about
because
it.
Because
like,
if he didn't want to be with her, then
well, he doesn't like, because clearly he doesn't. He's on a show to be with Becca. Like, right. I don't, but I did find it interesting that when she sent him home, she said nothing about Tia.
But I don't think she sent him home because of Tia.
Well, people in the chat are kind of saying that, like, like bring up whether it was the virginity thing and him not being ready, or was it all Tia that led to him eventually being eliminated?
I don't think like, it was the, I don't think Becca sent him home because he's a virgin. Like, that, no. I don't believe that. But I also don't think she sent him home because of Tia. I think there's just a lot of red flags and he's just overall just, like, inexperienced and probably just not what she wanted. Do you know what I mean? But back to Tia real quick, because I can't get over it. I thought it was, first of all, her body language and her face during the entire time when Becca was, like, going through the dates. Mm-hmm. And maybe, I guess, she was like, oh, my gosh, I have to tell her. And that's why she was awkward about it. I just felt so much envy coming out of her. Like, I think she's honestly still pissed that she's not the Bachelorette.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
For
yes.
sure. Mm-hmm. Jeff, you agree?
So
yes,
much.
So hard, Christine. I agree.
That's
so,
nail on the head.
I
her
think
face?
She's envious for sure. And I, fine, like, I don't think it would have been okay if she did this in the beginning either, mm-hmm. but it would have been 100 times better. And Becca flat out asked her, like, I don't want to ruin this. Like, do you think there's still something there? Like, that would have been the perfect opportunity. This just felt so sketch, so shady. Like, Tia, you're not her friend. Like, girl, a real friend doesn't do that. Real friend's like, okay, if he loves you and you just met his family and you guys are in love,
right.
100%. You're really going to be that petty about, like, well, that one weekend. Like, you should have said something way in the beginning.
Totally.
The fact that she has made it this far along, the relationship that they've developed, honestly, that's not being a good friend. Being a good friend is being understanding and wanting the best for your friend. So I found it so, I mean, we all know, though, she's not her close friend,
no.
to be honest.
Yeah.
But still, if it was your close friend, would you not suck it up, Tia? You're going to be heartbroken for a little bit, and you'll find someone else. You just say, I want you to be happy.
Or just wait until the end. There's only a few people left. And then tell her, like, oh, girl, I'm so glad you didn't pick him. Or, you know, you have to suck it up either way.
100%. Okay. Yeah.
People in the chat roll have some interesting points. As of Hands 7 says, I honestly still believe that Colton thought Tia was going to be the Bachelorette since she was a front runner for most of the season. I think that's a valid point. I think that maybe Colton did think that Tia was going to be the Bachelorette because I think a lot of us did. However, simply Candace713 says, my thing is if he already told Becca that he's in love with her, it doesn't matter if Tia has feelings for him because
Agreed.
He's clearly chosen Becca already. What was Becca supposed to do then? And I feel like this, Tia doing this, makes Becca like the bad person. Like, oh gosh, now I'm being a bad friend because my friend told, you know what I mean? Like, why are you doing that to her?
That's a good point.
She's trying to, like, make Becca look bad.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I can't stand Tia.
I can't with Tia. I don't want to see
She's never going to come on our show ever.
Well, now she has her chance, though. So let's see if, like, they end up dating.
It's funny because...
Oh, sorry, Christina.
No, because Binder Coley in the chat said, Tia can steal another girl's guy. This isn't paradise. Maybe she's just on the wrong show, guys.
I think so.
Like, that's not how this works.
Sylvie has my favorite. She says, Tia is a terrible opportunist. Colton wants to be the first virgin bachelor, and maybe Tia will come back for him. Shady, shady, both of them.
Could not agree more.
Well, I love
maybe
that.
He can have a spinoff, like some... something virgin and like the girls have to compete for his virginity.
This is also
my god.
This is ABC that has to be on like ABCX or something like that.
You know, Sylvie, that's a good point. This is also the same time last season that Tia decided to sabotage Becca and tell Ari like that she's not here for the right reasons. It's like right when things are getting real serious.
Right.
That's just her moment.
I forgot about that history. She is shady.
Like right before, what was this, right before hometown she did that?
No, it's the three on one, right?
Right, yeah.
Girl, That's the second I stopped liking Tia, and it's only gone downhill since.
Yeah.
It's hit a whole new low today.
It's coincidental.
I can't with her. I know we're going to see her in Paradise. I know we will. And that's the last person I want to see in Paradise.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm happy that Becca let Colton go tonight.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't trust him, and obviously there's too much drama. But I really don't think she let him go because of his virginity or because of Tia. I don't think he was right for her. And I think she had her reservation. She just thought he was cute and loved those pearly whites the whole time.
Yeah, like, on paper, he has all the things.
Yeah.
So.
Totally. Yeah.
I mean, but Jason's a better kisser. Let's not forget. So she was like, I'll get rid of him.
Forget.
She
said he was
then
the
later
best.
Jason.
The best. So I'm like, whoever you pick, like, when they hear that. Jason was the best.
Right?
I know. Yeah, that is a little awkward for sure. And what about the girls who are like, oh, make sure you take him to the fantasy suite. I was like, these girls.
Very cheeky combo.
Also, you should take him. All right, guys. So next week we have...
Wait, real quick. We have not talked about Colton confessing his virginity to Chris Harrison.
Oh my gosh. Sorry.
The cringiest thing
I've
ever
Jeff,
seen.
Okay, Jeff, you take the lead on this because it was your... I think you rewound it 5 times, right?
I started actively yelling at the television.
He did.
So I'll say 2 things about this. One, it was so clearly producer-driven because he walked right up like he had a script and Chris was like, I assume that you're referring to the fact that intimate things happen in the fantasy suite. Like, oh my gosh. But the reason this was happening was, one, the producers knew Colton was going home, and two, they needed to give him a potential bachelor moment. So, like, this is the moment where it's like Colton and Chris talked about his virginity, his nervousy for intimacy. I don't think he's going to be the bachelor, but if he is, this is why the producers made him do it.
That's what I was kind of thinking.
You think so? This was,
yeah,
that
was
his bachelor edit?
Yeah, I was
kind of
thinking he might be the next.
And this... I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I'm just saying this is also good leading into Paradise because Paradise is all about, like, kind of
intimacy,
hooking up and, you know, exploring things. And that could definitely hold him back from getting involved with anybody else later. So that's so good, like, pre-packaged before Paradise.
That's interesting. I don't think I thought that because I just couldn't see past how ridiculous it was.
It was so hard to watch. And so mean of the producers because they're like, okay, we've got to get Colton at his most insecure right before she kicks his ass home.
But my thing is, Colton doesn't seem insecure when he's talking about this. Like, he still has a smile on his face.
No,
like,
it's
I think
a nervous
he's almost like
habit.
In on the. You think so?
Yeah,
I think so.
He's so nervous. He gets so like, yeah, like, I'm proud of it. Like, he's so
like
nervous
childlike.
When he talks to it. So childlike. Yeah. He even said smiling is a nervous habit of his. Like, it's. You can, I, like, sense his, like,
right. He
like,
doesn't
nerves
seem like
about
the
it.
Man that, like, takes control.
It's not like, yeah. I'm a virgin. It's like, yeah, I'm a virgin. And I get it. I get where he's coming from. Like, I would understand being, how old is he?
I don't see it like that. I almost feel like he's like, yeah, this is a good fucking story. Excuse my language, guys.
It's so funny.
I might be wrong. And also people said, wait, wasn't Sean Lowe the virgin bachelor?
Who's Sean Lowe?
Oh, what?
Sean Lowe, the blonde, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Was he a virgin?
Yeah.
He was like
a born again.
Too.
He was a born again virgin.
Yeah.
Anyways, cool. I guess we'll have to see. Next week they're going to Thailand.
I'm very excited.
I'm excited
too. Give me the drums.
And then real quick, before we get into next week's episode, I know we have to wrap up, but I think we should talk about a little bit of news and gossip because... Becca M. today announced that she's in a relationship. News and gossip.
That's interesting.
I'm kind of bummed. I thought
because I just couldn't.
What is happening?
I don't know what's happening, Jeff.
That's my fault, guys. Sorry. Keep going.
I was kind of bummed. I thought Becca M. would be on Bachelor in Paradise, and today she announced that she won't be on because she's in a relationship.
Honestly, I love it, and this is why. It is the slap in the face that she needed for Raven and Tia because they were calling her out for being an attention whore and trying to get more followers and trying to get that attention when she's specifically not going to Paradise, when we knew last year how many girls went to Paradise with boyfriends, with girlfriends, just doing it for publicity.
She didn't do it.
She's in a happy relationship, living her life, and they can't say anything now.
I think
that's
a great point.
True. In the exclusive that she did with Pure Wow, she did kind of say that, like... She didn't want to go there already being with somebody, and she really is taking this time. Like, she met him in February. They got together, but she didn't become public with it until now because they wanted to build a stronger relationship. By this point now, they've already met each other's parents.
Oh, my gosh.
And she said that she's focusing on building a life for herself outside of the Bachelor world. So very much a slap in the face to all those girls who are still being petty over this guy and that guy. She's like,
totally.
You know what? I got me a man who likes to rock climb. That's where we met. We love each other, and I'm out.
Peace.
Aw, good for her.
Bye. Well, with that note, we out.
We out.
No, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week in Thailand. It'll be so fun. I'm so happy we're going to Thailand all together. You can follow me across social media at Miss Zia's Anastasia.
You can follow me at Stay Classy Honest.
Christine. And you guys can find me everywhere at Christine Beam.
And you guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and Twitter.
And Jeff?
You guys can follow me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham.
And you guys keep chatting with us in the comments. Message us, DM us. We're here to talk about The Bachelor or Bachelorette all week long. All right, see you next Monday.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.